Radio 1310 The Ticket. KTCK Dallas Fort Worth. KTDK Sanger. KPLX HD2 Fort Worth. It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I'm grabbing the dog. Would you try to focus? You're talking, not me.
I'm not whistling on the air for
well,
my
maybe
dog.
Don't let him eat the napkin.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Can't you breed the freaking dog in the first place?
I thought you were going to be a professional broadcaster and not acknowledge stuff on
the
air.
You know what? If your dog wants to eat napkins, come over here. Have another one, you moron dog.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Ready?
I was paying attention.
You weren't. You were whistling for your dog.
I was listening.
You know, this team's just not that good.
No, Bob, I'm listening. Here, boy. Down here. Hey, come here.
What? We went over this in the meeting. You do the show for the P1s, not for me.
Obviously.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Still one of my favorite moments of bad radio.
So tense.
All right, we'll give you three candidates, and then you get the vote on them at 214-787-1310. It's not every day that you watch and listen to the National Football League telecast that you hear an S-bomb. We got to hear one on Monday night. I guess Ron Jaworski's not just a big Chad Henne fan.
Fletcher came in, hit Henne as he threw, and he just couldn't set up to hit Marshall with that pass. Chad gets up a little gingerly.
Well, that's one that Chad would love to have back. He knew we had the one-on-one matchup going down the right sideline. You have to get rid of this ball just a split second quicker. You'll see him here.
I can't wait till the day where that is standard on all broadcasts. Cussing is allowed.
And yeah, it will be someday. Did you hear his apology?
Yeah.
I always love the apologies. Hey, just real quick, if I could, you know, it's always just a real casual aside. I just wanted to say, you know, earlier in the broadcast, I mentioned a word that is
most unfortunate,
that is sometimes offensive to people, and I want to apologize if anyone took any offense to that, and I just wanted to say that. Second down and three.
And here's the ball. All right, candidate number two is one. Hey, buddy. Mike Soroy, producer of the Norm Hitchcock Show.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you. You're so casual.
Norm goes to Mike Soroy to help him out with the number two All-Pro Foundation Repair. We all know it as 877-MEAN-GREEN. Also, 877-632-6473. Unfortunately, though, Mike didn't, like, look it up. He just tried to go off the phone and relate the numbers to the letters, and this ensued.
Even if you sell it, assuring you that when you fix your foundation with All-Pro, you fix it correctly. That's 877-MEAN-GREEN. And that is 877-632-6473.
There's too many letters. Mean Green has eight letters.
Does he not understand?
Okay, look, here's the number.
You give Mike a chore.
Here's the number. 1-877-6326-4736. Just call it up.
Just call it up.
Because you get it? There's too many. All right, the real number, 877-632-6473. You don't need the last two letters.
Thank you.
That was clear. They're happy with this live spot.
Maybe not.
Next.
Can't you just see how that's working? Could you look up the number for me, Mike, and then when I might give you the cue, you come on and tell me what it is.
But Mike was so confident he could just eyeball it, and
that's great.
That always did bug me, by the way, when I was a kid, and you would call a number or something that was they gave you the words.
I've never liked that.
And there's too many letters.
Yeah,
I mean, with you to begin with. Even if it only has seven letters, I don't like that because I have to search it out.
Right.
It's hard for me to search it out. But then when they've got, you know, they got three extra letters, and I'm like, well, do I need to dial those? I feel weird about stopping mid-phrase, but it's also very unnecessary.
And, you know, nowadays on cell phones, you don't have the letters with the numbers.
So yeah. I think they do, don't they?
On my BlackBerry, doesn't.
Those that have the key, the full keyboard, no, they don't.
Yeah.
Like on an iPhone, you do have a number keypad that comes up with the letters on it.
Right.
Yeah.
On my BlackBerry, you don't, though, so it's impossible to figure it out. So if you're a business,
you're sitting there going, ABC is 2.
Yeah, if you're a business these days, it's hard. You probably shouldn't do that anymore. Yeah. So many people have things like BlackBerries.
Well, the problem I have is that when texting was done on the old phones with just the keypad, I could not text. I hated all that. Mm-hmm. And I got to press it three times for an S. And
well, there's Soroy. up for an e-break for not being ready with the phone number. And then that brings us to Mike Ducey, who's been doing some fill-in work with Bad Radio this week. They were talking in crosstalk with Norm and asking Donovan the question, how many black folks live in Russia? And Ducey thought he'd throw in a little racial humor here. Massive.
Drago-ish?
It's bigger than that. Double it.
Isn't that the worst?
Are there black guys in Russia?
To have
is there any black person in Russia?
The little huge target.
A huge head?
No. Why would a black person go to Russia? It's cold.
They didn't
a lot of white
import
women there,
slaves so. And stuff in the 1800s?
To Russia?
That was a big deal.
I don't know.
Or they just made their own people slaves. They found that easier.
Yeah, why not? You don't have them spend the money.
Isn't that how black guys got across the world?
Yeah, you guys came together.
Welcome to World History Corner today.
Yeah. You guys.
Would there be black if they didn't have slave import here? Would there be any black people here?
I'm sure they would have found their way.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, but not naturally. There wasn't anybody. There was no black.
You don't think we could have invented a boat to sail from Africa ourselves?
Eventually, the NBA was going to start up.
Whoa! Wow!
Wow! What?
Sir. Oh, man.
Gosh.
And that's the way Ducey is. He works that way on Fox 4. He works that way when he's on the ticket.
Well, he's always, you know what he's always said. Fox 4 doesn't have the guts to fire him. Right. That's always been his phrase.
He can say what he wants, basically. That's the way Mike operates. So those are your three candidates, Ron Jaworski, Mike Soroy, or Mike Ducey. 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Vaginal slice, born boring.
Courage.
Idiot. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, I'd like to vote for Norm, 567-530924. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
Gosh, so fake.
What did you say, Gordon?
you didn't fool me.
It doesn't work.
I mean, I thought it was hot that you were doing it, but...
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Eggs, RCT, and Ocho.
What?
Eggs, RCT, and Ocho.
What does that mean?
RCT, radio control tower.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Mulesers, it's Tim Gunn from Project Runway. I'd like to vote for Mike Soroy, the voluptuous Mike Soroy.
Thank you.
Kind of funny.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
That black SOB, Buddy Lee.
What?
Guess that's a Ducey vote.
I guess so. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
And let me know what you think. I can't wait to hear from you.
That's
thank
a Soroy vote there. That was the Rick Arnett.
Having difficulty with the numbers.
He had no idea what the number was. Maybe we'll hear that one again here in a little bit.
Let me know.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, I'd like to vote for Ron Jaworski.
Thank you, sir. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Hello? Jeez. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
George.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. You know what Donovan and Craig Heller both have in common? They both have BlackBerry. And I'll vote for Soroy.
Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
I'd like to vote for the 10th anniversary of George's 9/11 e-break.
Indeed.
It's not up, sir. It's not up. Let's all forget about it.
Paul in...
Wait, what? Let's all forget about it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Goofy George's sticky merkin on Mike Ducey's head.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, eventually America would have prisons that needed to be filled.
Okay. Dude, don't all count right. That vote.
What's a Ducey vote?
Well, don't count it, though. You don't reward that guy's comment.
That's the way Ducey wants it. He wants
an e-break
more of this.
I don't care. We're against Ducey on the whole being a racist deal.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'm the overly country gentleman from the Bronze ad. I'd like to vote for Mike Ducey. Yes, ma'am.
Bad execution.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Give me Ron Jaworski and shout out to AP and Crow.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello?
Is it Dan Marino?
No, it's not Dan Marino.
Hang up on yourself.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
This is Mortimer Ryan. I'd like to vote for Gordo's robotic anus.
He did have one of those.
Hey.
Dude.
Hey.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Ah. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hello.
I am the big black offensive cowboy computer god like prize of a life. I would like to responsibly draw produce. Aye, aha.
Did you say deuce?
It's hard to tell.
Oh, no.
He had a good idea going,
yeah.
But
it was inaudible.
It's difficult to hear it.
All right, one more. Saroy and Deuce here, just one vote away. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote responsibly, please.
Go.
I'd like to vote for Mike.
Hey.
Which one?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I cut him off after that.
Who do you think he was voting for?
Yeah, keep going.
Okay, hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, you ever watch Roots Backwards? Good stuff.
And that will be a win for Mike Doocy, ladies and gentlemen, for this type of humor. Massive.
Drago-ish?
It's bigger than that. Double it.
Isn't that the
worst? Is he white? Are there black guys in Russia?
To have
is there any black person in Russia?
A huge target.
A huge head?
No. Why would a black person go to Russia? It's cold.
They didn't
a lot of white
import
women there,
slaves and stuff in the 1800s?
I
thought that was a big deal.
I don't know.
Or they just made their own people slaves. They found that easier.
Yeah, why not? You don't have them to spend the money.
Isn't that how black guys got across the world?
Yeah, guys came to get
World History Corner today.
Yeah. You guys.
Would there be black if they didn't have slave import here? Would there be any black people here?
I'm sure they would have found their way.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, but not naturally. There wasn't anybody. There was no black.
You don't think we could have invented a boat to sail from Africa ourselves?
Eventually, the NBA was going to start up.
Whoa! Wow!
Wow! What?
Sir. What's that?